President Barack Obama touches down in Alaska today for a three-day tour of the state. And beyond focusing on climate change in visits to Anchorage, Dillingham, and Kotzebue, the president is beginning his trip by restoring the Alaska Native name to North America's highest mountain. A White House release says President Obama will announce the federal government is officially returning Mount McKinley to its Kayakan Athabascan name of Denali. The White House says the designation, quote, recognizes the sacred status of Denali to generations of Alaska Natives. Senator Lisa Murkowski, in a video posted on YouTube yesterday, thanked the president for the long-sought change.
For generations, Alaskans have known this majestic mountain as the Great One. Today, we're honored to be able to officially recognize the mountain as Denali. I'd like to thank the president for working with us to achieve this significant change to show honor, respect, and gratitude to the Athabascan people of Alaska.
Beyond Denali, Obama's itinerary in Alaska focuses on climate change. It's a topic he'll discuss at the Glacier Conference in Anchorage, Glacier being an acronym for the International Meeting on Global Leadership in the Arctic. And he'll discuss an initiative to assess relocation needs of more than 30 Alaska Native communities due to the changing sea levels and climate. The effort will be led by the Denali Commission, an independent federal agency, with Senator Murkowski at the helm. In a video released by the White House on Friday, Obama turned the national spotlight on those Alaska communities.
A lot of these conversations begin with climate change. And that's because Alaskans are already living with its effects. Some of the swiftest shoreline erosion in the world. In some places, more than 3 feet a year. This is happening to our fellow Americans right now. In fact, Alaska's governor recently told me that 4 villages are in imminent danger and have to be relocated. Already rising sea levels are beginning to swallow one island community. Think about that. If another country threatened to wipe out an American town, we'd do everything in our power to protect ourselves. Climate change poses the same threat right now, because what's happening in Alaska is happening to us. It's our wake-up call.
On Wednesday, Obama will head to Western Alaska, spending the morning in Dillingham and finishing his trip in Kotzebue. Many in Western Alaska have wondered about the impacts the president's visit will have on the vital air transportation and freight so many rural residents rely on. Like Anchorage, the Federal Aviation Administration is implementing temporary flight restrictions in both Kotzebue and Dillingham. In each case, the restrictions will consist of an inner 10-mile ring of heavily restricted airspace and an outer ring of less restricted but still limited flying to 30 miles out. The FAA says all aircraft within 10 miles of Kotzebue will be prohibited to only law enforcement and military flights between 4:30 Wednesday afternoon and 9 o'clock Wednesday evening, but those times are expected to change. As all eyes move to Kotzebue for Obama's trip, the first time a sitting U.S. president will travel above the Arctic Circle, the president's schedule has him on the ground for just a few hours, delivering remarks at the community school. But the trip has left many in Nome, which the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers picked as the leading candidate for a deep-draft Arctic port, wondering why the potentially strategic harbor is not seeing a presidential visit. White House senior advisor Brian Deese told a conference call of reporters last week that the president's agenda is simply too full.
If we have more time and more space, the president would love to visit more of the state. Lots of things going on in Nome, including the Army Corps exploratory work that's ongoing. This is a packed trip. He is using every minute of his time to try to see as much as he can, but we can only get in so much.
The White House says Air Force One will take off from Kotzebue Wednesday evening, ushering President Obama out of Alaska.